so down to finding the point of law that most people just, well, I'm saying that 50% of people around there that sign it don't even know.
Yeah, I'm probably that properly coached, either.
No, because that sale, that man selling feed around there, if he don't have everybody to sign it, then he's got to pay sale tax on part of that feed and not pay sale tax on part of that feed, which complicates his bookkeeping system. So he puts a little rubber stamp there, buddy, and says, sign here, and...
passes the buck.
And gets liable.
No, he's not liable anyway, is he?
I guess not. Because he didn't lie and tell them that was... it's pretty fine point when you can go out here and tell me that I can't feed my chickens a sack of $4 feed and say they sent sale tax on it because I'm going to eat the old egg if the old hen lays it. But you've got a commercial flock over there and you can buy the feed the same way and save that 2%.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a shame when we have sales tax on food. That gets a little too close to home.
Well, we should have sale tax off of machinery. Because the majority of our machinery is much a necessity to that food plant out there as this boy down here. We go down here to this Coca-Cola plant right here in town. He buys sugar, bottles, bottle caps, and colored. Mm-hmm. And the boxes to put them in. He don't pay sales tax on any of that. Because when I sell a pop here, I better pay the sales tax on it. He says that's consumer good. Mm-hmm. But Shorty comes up here and he bought a new tractor last week. And with that new tractor, he's going to raise beans, spinach, mm-hmm. okra, stuff like that. But did you know it cost him 2% to buy that tractor? He goes down here to the next door neighbor, to Conoco dealer, and says, send me out 1,000 gallons of diesel. And he pays 2% on that, to burn in that tractor, to raise those same beans and spinach and so on. Now I'll tell you what, technical. I go down here to the elevator. I've been running cattle out there all my life. And I go down to the elevator and I say, the CA, send me over so many 1,000 pounds of corn. And one day I called him up and he sent me out 100,000 pounds of corn. Well, at the present prices, sale tax on that would buy a man a good suit and overcoat to throw it in. But now then, you've got a brewery down here on 2nd Street, and you go down here and buy 100,000 pounds of corn the same day, and my corn cost me 2% more than yours did. Because yours is raw material to go into a brewery. Mine's corn to go into a beef plant. Now, where's the difference? Can you see it?
The moral of the story is go into the brewery business, I guess.
All right. Now, you hear all your legislators talk tax equality. Mm-hmm. Let's charge everybody alike in taxes. Mm-hmm. Let's don't charge this man taxes without charging this man taxes. Now, your sale tax exemption law is for raw materials going into a finished product. Mm-hmm. And somebody hasn't decided yet that feed is raw material, and they haven't yet made a machine that will take that feed and make milk, beef, eggs, and chicken out of it.
That's the secret, the machine.
Haven't yet found the machine that will do it.
We've got it, but we haven't invented it recently.
Oh, I'll tell you, you can. That's another situation, kind of like the down jobs. The people who are in that business go down here and we tell this